Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Paul, thanks for that. That's Paul O'Neill, and we'll talk to Paul in an hour or so. The UK government's Rwanda deportation policy should not apply in Northern Ireland because it undermines human rights protections guaranteed in the north. That's what a court has ruled today in Belfast. The Windsor framework, jointly agreed by the UK and the EU, states that rights provisions in the Good Friday Agreement can't be reduced, and this was relied upon in court today. For reaction, I'm joined by Colin Murray, who's Professor of Law and Democracy at University of Newcastle, and Stephen Farry, Alliance MP for North Down. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might come to you, Professor Colin Murray, first of all. You might give me the headlines, some of the headlines from this case.
Well, Cormac, this is a really significant judgment, and it's one that's been long awaited, because this is where the Windsor framework starts to be tested and we start to get a feel for how its rights and equality provisions are operating. Now, the really important thing about Article 2 is this has been part of the protocol right back to the days of Theresa May's backstop, and it hitherto has been explicitly described by the UK government as being uncontroversial. But now that it's providing a roadblock to some of their major policy decisions, particularly in hot-button issues like immigration, perhaps it's about to become controversial, or maybe they should have said initially that it's not yet a controversial measure, because this measure keeps Northern Ireland aligned with large elements of EU rights and equality law.
Okay.
And if you do that, Northern Ireland has a higher baseline of rights protections than other parts of the UK.
And why is that so? Why? What did the applicant rely on in court today?
So why is that so? Well, that all goes back to the Belfast Agreement of 1998. If we take the agreement, it essentially said that Northern Ireland was going to be a society based around rights for everyone in the community, as a move away from the conditions that prevailed during the conflict. Now, with that in mind, this asylum seeker said, who was bringing the case in JR 295 and the Northern Ireland Human Rights Commission, which brought another case alongside, said that this would be an undermining of rights, a diminution or a backtracking from them if the UK was able to apply the Illegal Migration Act in full in Northern Ireland. Now, remember, that is the UK's efforts to hollow out immigration protections post-Brexit to try to make it more difficult for asylum seekers and refugees to come to the UK. But they can't do that and apply it equally in all parts of the UK, as Northern Ireland still has these EU protections live in it. And it, again, goes directly back to the UK's commitments under the Brexit deal not to undermine rights as they're reflected in EU law in Northern Ireland because they're so intrinsically linked into the 1998 agreement.
I want to talk to Stephen Farry in just a second, but I have two quick questions for you before I do so. Does that effectively mean that asylum seekers are safe from the Rwanda policy, let's say, safe from deportation to Rwanda if they're in Northern Ireland?
If this judgment is confirmed, then yes, it does mean that. But this judgment is certain to be appealed. Rishi Sunak, as Prime Minister, has already said that he intends to appeal this decision. So, if you like, there is still a question mark over it. Although I will say that this decision is in no way unorthodox and really fits with, I think, the majority of readings of Article 2 of the Windsor Framework by anyone that's treated this measure in any way seriously.
Okay, stay with
me. So if this judgment applies, yes, asylum seekers get those full EU law protections in Northern Ireland.
Okay, stay with me, Colin Murray. You've answered my second question there in terms of the British government appealing this. Let me get some political reaction, though. Stephen Farry is an MP for North Down with the Alliance Party. You're very welcome, Stephen. What's your reaction to this?
Well, first of all, I strongly welcome the decision. I mean, it's good that Northern Ireland has these extra protections due to the Windsor framework and prior to that, the protocol and the backstop, as has been outlined. Obviously, this is now going to cause some controversy and pushback from unionists who want to see Northern Ireland reduce the same base level as the rest of the UK when it comes to the to these issues. But it, it does point to what has been happening in the UK Parliament over the past 5 years with this government, where we have extremely toxic debate around how we handle refugees. And it seems that at times the government are so determined to go down this very narrow path, this obsession with the Rwanda plan, that they're prepared to concede basic standards in terms of human rights protections. So insofar as this is a pushback, albeit just in respect of Northern Ireland at this stage, that is welcome, though there may well be wider implications from the detail of this ruling that may apply or indeed set a context for wider challenges at the UK level as well.
If this holds, if this holds, right, is there likely to be a unionist pushback like what we had before about this post-Brexit trading deal that could cause for it to be renegotiated again?
Well, I don't think there's any appetite for that, but it does point to the folly of some of the commitments that the UK government has given to unionists over the past number of months. I mean, there's a section in the Safeguarding of the Union document which says that the differences between Northern Ireland and GB only apply in terms of matters of trade. Well, that's patently false. The court has demonstrated that today. But indeed, many of us were saying this exactly. Point over many months, and we've always seen the threat from whether it's the Illegal Migration Act or the more recent Rwanda Act as being something that is in controversial of the Good Friday Agreement, and indeed an undermining of the European Convention on Human Rights. So there's a vindication in that particular regard. Mm-hmm. But what I would like to see, and this is perhaps where this needs to go, potentially with a new government in London later on this year, we need to see the Rwanda Act repealed. I mean, it is not an effective deterrent. It's not going to work. It's costly. It's cruel. It's horrible. I mean, there's so many reasons why it should be opposed. And we need a rethink in terms of what's happening, in terms of how the UK and indeed Ireland and other European countries are engaging with the reality of global migration problems at the moment. It is a reality.
It brought us, if I can jump in for a second, and I want your opinion on this. It brought us to a situation where, because some say of the Rwanda policy, that some asylum seekers found their way to the Republic via Northern Ireland. I just wonder, could it happen now that the same asylum seekers could find their way from the UK to Northern Ireland, let's say, and for them to stay there because of this ruling? How would Northern Ireland deal with that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly how we're going to see that happen in practice, given that there has to be an IRC crossing to get here. Not that we're suggesting there should be checks in any sense, but there is that physical barrier there that makes that
the common travel difficult. Area, though. But I think there are no checks.
The common travel area, indeed, and the common travel area is there. It applies. Now, strictly speaking, that's only for British and Irish citizens. Mm. But whenever you do checks, the issue is how you differentiate someone who is a citizen or who's a permanent right to be in the UK and Ireland from people who don't. And that's impossible without going down the line of racial profiling. So that's a very dangerous place in which to go. But if we end up in a situation where we're basically saying there's this group of refugees and we're doing all this almost past the parcel between different jurisdictions, depending upon their human rights policy, that's a mistake. We can't have that bigger than the ever approach. This has to be solved through the UK government having a much more humanitarian approach and working with Ireland and other European countries in collaboration, like we did whenever the UK was part of the European Union. We had the Dublin Convention in place where these things could be managed on a wider basis.
Okay, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there, but my thanks to you both, Stephen Farry, MP for the Alliance in North Down, and Colin Murray, Professor of Law and Democracy at the University of Newcastle.